Back here at Memorial Stadium in Dodge City, 7-3 our score. Conks leading number 4, Iowa Western. We begin the second quarter. Great to be along here this afternoon on a beautiful day here in Southwest Kansas, and a great crowd on hand as well. Most of what I've seen here for a Conk football game in quite some time. It's great to see everybody here on this west side of Memorial Stadium. Rashad McKee in a quarterback. He's got three backs to his behind him. He'll skip a pass far side, incomplete. First play of the second quarter.
Incomplete pass.
Interesting formation there.
And third down.
We saw as McKee was already in the shotgun, and then he had three backs right behind him. So third down and 8. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. This time for Rashad McKee. McKee, hands off, left side, phase on. He's got a big hole across the 25, 30, 35, 40. One man to beating gets hit and drilled at the 45-yard line. But Cam Faison takes it 32 yards for a Dodge City first down. Cam Faison fired up, and that's his electric speed right there. Last year he was a receiver, and now he's a running back. He played running back at high school. Just a big burst of speed there. Two receivers right, one left. Handoff, Curtis to carry. And not much room, maybe a couple on the play. And I have yet to mention, but Dodge City is without C.J. Hall, who led Curtis the Conks in rushing last year. He is back as well as Willie Gaines, our top wide receiver. So the Conks playing without arguably their best running back and wide receiver from a season ago. Hoping, Coach Kuhn is hoping that Willie Gaines will be back next week. C.J. Hall will still be a couple weeks down the road before he is good to go. Second and 8 after the 2-yard pickup. Double tight end. McKee fires a pass forward side. It's caught. And a great open field tackle there by the cornerback on the forward side, Legend Doggett.
Pass complete to number 81.
After the catch was made there by Fred Eifert. Not that name could add to a list of greats here, the junior college ranks this season. Legend Doggett.
Third down.
Out of McDonough, Georgia. Third down coming up here for Dodge City. Third and 6, and now we'll have to have a timeout because a lineman came out late, and now one lineman coming in late. Actually, no, they just reset the play clock. Looks like one of the linemen lost a mouthpiece, I believe is what it was. Lanier, Jakeda Lanier. I think that's what they're yelling for, a mouthpiece. That's why they reset the play clock. Third and 6, McKee fires pass, batted down. Linebacker Zach Strickland comes up and bats it down with his left hand. Swats it to the turf and it's fourth down. But another pretty good drive there by the Conk offense. And they got all the way up to the 49-yard line. And now they will punt it away. And doing the honors will be Trey Wilhoit. So Wilhoit, let's see with the wind at his back if he can pin the Reavers back deep inside their own 10. Caden Wiegen is standing at his own 10-yard line to receive the punt. Wilhoit waits for the snap. Good snap back to him. Pressure coming. The kick is away. It's a wobbly one. Wiegen is going to let it bounce. Now it goes over his head. Why did he pick it up at the 5? He did for some reason. And now he is going to be trying to get outside. Pressure coming. And he's going to get across the 10 near the 15 where angles out of bounds. Probably should have just let that keep bouncing. It went over his head. But anytime you're inside the 5 and let it go over your head and then pick it up around the 4, it's usually a disaster. It nearly was. They'll get up to the 15-yard line where Iowa Western starts their first drive of the second quarter. Dodge City leads 7-3, 12:36 to play the half. First carry on the right side, a big hole, pick up a 10, now 15 across the 30. Goes Moses Bryant, redshirt freshman out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. with the carry that time for an Iowa Western first down up to the 33-yard line. He goes. Pickup of 18 on the carry. Two receivers here to the wide side of the field. That's the left side. Hand off again. And close to 9 or 10 on the carry. That time again for Moses Bryant. So will we see his number call a little bit more? Been a really good showing by both teams' running back unit this afternoon. Both have been able to establish that running game. Here's Bryant again. The carry gets the first down across the 45 to the 46. He goes to pick up a 5 and another reefer first down.
Bryant on the carry, first down.
And Dodge City has never beaten Iowa Western, 0-6 all time. First and 10, Reavers at their own 46, trips to the near side. Branch looks that way, and he throws over the middle. He's got a man that's going to be caught at the 25. He turns and then turns upfield and gets to the 23-yard line or so. Ryan Flournoy again with another big catch.
Number 3, Ryan Flournoy.
And he has been very impressive this afternoon. Flournoy, the 6'2 freshman out of Hazel Crest, Illinois. First and 10, Iowa Western. They're working fast. Pass near side, caught inside the 20. Now to the 18, 19-yard line. Receiver, that's time, Michael Love.
Michael Love with the catch for the Reavers. Second down.
Glance, quarterback, he is out of Omaha, Nebraska. That's why Iowa Western likes to recruit. That Omaha area has got a lot of different really good schools in that area that you can choose from. Handoff, running left side, Moses Bryant again, pushing forward inside the 15 to the 14. So that Coach Strohmeyer has done a really good job of is really controlling Iowa, the Omaha, Nebraska area. He really likes to get Nebraska kids as well.
Third down.
But he really gets a good number of guys from Iowa on his team, year in and year out. He'll sprinkle in some Florida guys, but not really very many Texas guys on the roster. In fact, I don't think they have one from Texas on the roster. Pass far side, caught by the tight end. Here comes a flag and late.
Pass complete to number 87.
And I think we're going to get a rough in the passer call on Tyler Logo. He hit quarterback, and the quarterback, Nate Glantz, had something to go up and say to him as well afterwards. So Iowa Western now will have it first and goal at the Dodge City 6-yard line. Glantz and company back out, three receivers left, one to the right. That single receiver on the far side is Ryan Flournoy. Running back is Bryant. Looks to that one side as Flournoy. Passes incomplete in the end zone. They were going for that one-on-one matchup with Flournoy against
for number 3, Ryan Flournoy.
Easley Jones.
Second
Easley
down.
Jones won the matchup there. I don't think Flournoy even really turned his head looking for the football yet. Second and goal up the 6. Lance claps his hand twice, gets a snap, hands off Bryant. Starts left, cuts back right, and he'll hop into the end zone for an Iowa Western touchdown.
Moses Bryant on the carry, touchdown.
Bryant's in for the 6-yard run, and Iowa Western has regained a 9-7 lead here with 9:50 to play in the second quarter.
Sabran in for the extra point.
Noah Sarmaran, freshman out of Lincoln, Nebraska. On for the PAT. It is up, and it is good. So 9:50 to play in the second quarter. Now Iowa Western 10 and Dodge City 7. College football action real quick, get you some scores. All the Kansas listeners, Kansas State is pounding Stanford 24-0. With 4.5 minutes to go, that is down at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Right now it is all K-State that game. They lead Stanford 24-0. Elsewhere, number 2 Oklahoma leading Tulane 37-22. That is in Norman, Oklahoma. Some other scores. Nebraska leading Fordham, but now 45-7. It was 7-0 early in that game. Fordham took a lead. But Nebraska has about 45 unanswered. And as they better, or else folks in Lincoln, Nebraska would not be happy. Already not happy, would definitely would not be happy if Scott Frost's team lost another game here in week 2. Line drive kick. It is going towards out of bounds. It's going to bounce out of bounds. So that's a good job there by the return man, Elijah Turner. He saw that ball heading towards out of bounds. It went out at the 5, but Dodge City will take it at the 35 on the free kick out of bounds. So first and 10, Conks. See if the Dodge City offense can get something going here on this drive. Had a couple of really big plays. And it's mainly been on the ground. So see, they stick to the grounded pound, or if they try to throw it here more on this down, especially with the wind at their back, now trailing 10-7. Here's the handoff. Spinning and breaking one tackle is Jalen Williams, but that is all he will break as he gets across to the 37.
Jalen pick Williams up a 2 on the play. City. Second down.
Second down at 8. Williams in the slot here on the near side. He's been in motion a lot here this afternoon. Rashad McKee waits for the snap. He'll get it. Play action. McKee rolls to his left. He's got a man over the middle of the field. Now he's going to tuck it and try to run. He's going to get across the 40, but he's tackled by the ankles at the 42-yard line by Ben Radisha.
McKee on the
for Iowa Western. So third down and 4 after the little scamper there by Rashad McKee. Three receivers right, one to the left. Running back is Tyler Curtis to the right side of Rashad McKee. McKee looks to the near side as everybody else in the skill positions. .8:30 to go in the first half, 10-7 Iowa Western leads. Rashad McKee puts his mouthpiece in his mouth, gets a snap, looks to his left. Now looks over the middle, looks back to the right, rolling to his right. Here comes a flag in. Pass is going to be caught. What a catch there, but this one, I believe, is going to be coming back on a hold. Great catch made there by Elijah Turner. Been a big first down all the way to the 36-yard line of Iowa Western. But a holding call on Ty Robinson, a freshman out of Opelika, Alabama. So now take away the first down reception, and now it's now third down at 14 after the 10-yard penalty. Three receivers again to the right side. Unto the left. McKee looks to his left, throws it as a man's caught. Was it in? Yes, he'll say it's a catch, but a yard, well, maybe. I thought they would say, no, it's incomplete or it's a catch. Yeah, it's a catch on the far side at the 44. It's a yard short. And now we'll see. It's decision time for Ricky Kuhn.
Pass complete to number 81,
and the Conquistador coaching staff. Eifert hauled it in. Fourth and a yard to go. Big decision. The offense is staying out on the field. 8 minutes to go in the first half. Now we got substitution coming in late. Is Trevor Zarbenicki. He'll play that H-back on the right side, lined up between the right guard and right tackle behind the line. Fourth and a yard to go. McKee gets a snap. Passes near side. Got a man. Incomplete. It was tipped and knocked to the turf. So a turnover on downs. And Iowa Western will have great field position here.
Iowa Western.
Ball at the Dodge City 44-yard line. 7:42 to play in the first half. You're playing a team of the top five, especially week one, on fourth and a yard near midfield. Might as well take the chance. Glance back out, directing the offense for Iowa Western. Three-step drop. Rolling to his left, throws a great ball to the end zone. It's got a man, incomplete, right through the breadbasket of Jermaine Dossett. But I heard extra whistles. Was there
incomplete pass intended for number five?
No, there was not
Jermaine
a flag.
Dossett.
I thought there was a flag. Oh, there was. Oh, now legal hands to the face on Dossett defense, Colby Smith. Defense alignment out of the Sunshine State call for the 15-yard penalty. And take away the big gainer, or take away the incompletion, and now Iowa Western will have it first and 10 at the Dodge City 29-yard line. Midway through our first quarter. Excuse me, first half, rather. 7:35 to play, second quarter, 10-7. Iowa Western leads, and here's the handoff. Sarkba is hit, but not until after a gain of 6 or 7.
Carried by number 21, Milton Sarkba. Second down.
So Iowa Western again threatening here in this north end zone. In motion is C.J. Horton. Back to pass. Lance throws to the end zone. Incomplete. On a post route there to Ryan Flournoy.
Pass intended for number 3, Ryan Flournoy, is incomplete. Third down.
Third down coming up. Sarkba, the running back to the right side of Nate Glantz. Well, they go to him. He's now in motion on the right. He's going to do a wheel route. They'll throw across. A one-handed catch is made there by the receiver, Michael Love. He was covered across on a little drag route, and he made the catch in the first down all the way down to the 13-yard line. First and 10, Iowa Western there. .650 and counting to go in the second quarter. Iowa Western moving the ball from a right to left. Glantz claps his hands once, now twice. Gets the helmet high snap. Hands off. Sarkba right up the middle. Cuts out right side. He's in. Touchdown, Iowa Western. He's just so shifty there. And a 13-yard touchdown run there for Sarkba. .634 to play here in this second quarter. Iowa Western has now scored 13 unanswered. On for the PAT is Cyberant. Snap down, kick is up, the kick is through.
Extra point.
So 6:34 to play in our first half. It is Iowa Western 17 and Dodge City 7. The Dodge City offense, it's something going here. Still only down 10. Only a football left, but right now Iowa Western has gotten all of the momentum, especially in the second quarter. Seen some costly penalties on both sides from both teams, we should say. Dodge City had the first down taken away after the hold. Ended up bringing up third down, then they had fourth down a yard ago, did not convert. Iowa Western also had one back in the first quarter. A big play that would have had him first and goal. They ended up getting that called back as well for a holding call.
Back deeper down.
Ended up having to settle for 3 points. Eford had a good return earlier. See if he can have another good one here. The kick is away. Eford is going to run up and make the catch around the 12. On the run, he goes across the 15-20, trying to get outside, and he is slammed down the turf at the 28-yard line. Eford's got some speed, and he was just trying to bounce it outside, but could not get there before the tackle made there by Slade Siebedaller.
Eford with a return for Don City.
6:29 to play, first half.
Conquistador, first down.
17-7, Iowa Western leads. Fourth-ranked Reavers out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Season opener for both teams. Play clock down to 5. Rashad McKee's going to have to hurry up. Looks at 3, gets the snap, turns to his left, now rolls out to his right. Pressure coming. McKee's just going to throw it out of bounds. Pressure was coming.
Second down.
On a blitz that time, and Tyree Hill was near McKee. That time, Iowa Western won the battle up front. Second down and 10. Three receivers right, two left. Empty backfield for Rashad McKee. A 5-receiver set here on second and 10. Iowa Western, 4-man front. McKee running to his right, and what's he going to do? Now he's cutting back to his left, trying to bounce it outside, and he's hit and take it down. And a flag coming in late as well. I think we're going to have a holding call.
McKee with a run.
Flag right in the area, and I'm not sure which is a designed quarterback run or what, but it did not look pretty. Just as a whole or the end result, and that is exactly what it is, a holding call. It'll back the Conks up 10. Not sure you're going to see is a lot of penalties here, especially in week one games. Not only because players just not where they're going to be mid-season form, but also the officials. You know, they're looking for things. They want to get things called early in the season, so teams, players know what to expect as the season goes on. The points of emphasis. Second down, long coming up. Rashad McKee, play action, one-on-one. Throws a great ball. He's got a man, and is caught inside Iowa Western territory down the 41-yard line. Guess who? It's Fred Eford. And a Dodge City first down. One-on-one on the far sideline. Eford made a great catch, but an even better ball there by Rashad McKee. First and 10, Conks at the Reaver 40. McKee gets the snap, hands off Cam Faison, and not a lot of running room there for the freshman out of Realtown, Alabama.
Second down.
Just went final there in Arlington, Texas. Kansas State gets a 24-7 win over Stanford to open up the season down at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. The All-State Kickoff Classic. Wildcats 1-0. McKee hands off. Here's Curtis. Man, they look like a face mask. And here's the flag coming in from the umpire. I could see it from up here. It was a kind of a weird angle. The umpire did catch it, though. And I think we're going to have a face mask call on the Reaver defense. Would have been third and 10. Rashad McKee behind the officials pointing first down. And I think here's the call. Yeah, you could see Curtis, Tyler Curtis's head. He was looking straight ahead. Then he, next thing you know, he's looking over here to the west sideline. Easy indication, especially when you're running north and south. When that head turns, no player, especially in the middle, is just going to turn their head like that. So first and 10 at the Iowa Western now, 23-yard line. 5:02 to go in the second quarter. Ball on the left hash. Play clock at 10. Single receiver on the near side. Two receivers to the left. Play clock at 3. Rashad McKee called for the snap. He gets it at 1. Looks to his left. Steps up. Plenty of time. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And he's going to be tackled. A short gain. Here comes a flag in late from the referee. And
McKee on the keeper.
Iowa Western might have just shot themselves in the foot again with another big penalty on the defensive side of the football. And that's exactly what it is. Unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Xander Gray. And he is met right on the far sideline by head coach Scott Strohmeyer. And especially at this point in this part of the field, you had 15 added on. You are, it's one area you do not want to have a 15-yard penalty. First and 10 Dodge at the 12. 4:33 to go in the half, especially if Dodge City can punch it in here. That'll be ginormous. Shad McKee sends a man in motion. That is Mitchell. Here's the handoff right side. Curtis, he trips. Tyler Curtis tripped up on his own feet on the turf. And he went flying forward inside the 10, down about the 9-yard line. A gain of 3 on the play. And now we've got an injured conk on the field. One of the offensive linemen. Hard to see who it is from here. 4:11 to go in this second quarter. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Dodge City down 17-7 to the fourth-ranked Iowa Western, but the Conks are driving inside the Reaver 10-yard line when we return. Dodge City trailing Iowa Western 17-7. Rashad McKee still in at quarterback. Tyler Curtis, a running back. Play action, one-on-one, far side of the end zone. They're going incomplete. A lot of contact far side. They were going for Eford. It was one-on-one with Eford and legend Doggett of Iowa Western. And it's now incomplete on third down. Coming up for Dodge City at the Iowa Western 9. Third and 7, they can still get a first down. Now they got to wait till Eford gets back to the line to give him the play call. Four receivers, 3 right, 1 left. Third down and 7. Rashad gets a snap, but there's a flag, early movement. Which side jumped first? Headlines on the near side pointing towards Iowa Western. Now, line judge on the far side coming in, and it's going to be on Iowa Western. So, it'll be third down and short. After the penalty, third down at about a yard and a half or so. So now, much more manageable situation. Ball is resting just inside the 5-yard line. 4 minutes and change to go in the half. Dodge City trailing 17-7. Two receivers right, 1 left. Rashad McKee out of the shotgun. Gets the high snap. Hands off. Curtis. Curtis up the middle. Tyler Curtis still turning his feet towards the end zone. Did he get in? No, I think it's going to be short, but it's going to be first and goal, the minimum. First and goal, Dodge City. Tyler Curtis again with the big carry there.
First down.
Rashad McKee trying to hurry up. It's first and goal inside the 1. McKee gets a snap. Hands off. Tyler Curtis. No, McKee kept it. And he stumbled, and he's going to lose a yard. Man, Rashad McKee had a touchdown on a great read option, but he could not keep his footing, and it's now second down and goal at the 1.
McKee on the carry. Second down.
And here comes the heavy package in. Tyler Logo, who plays defensive line, coming in. Also coming in is Colby Smith, who also plays D-line. Cam Faison is in a running back now, replacing Tyler Curtis. And actually, Curtis stayed on the field. Play clock's at 10 as they break the huddle. So Faison and Curtis. Rashad McKee out of the quarterback. Faison to the left, Curtis to the right. Play clock at 2. McKee gets the helmet high snap. Hands off Curtis. Tyler Curtis is in. A touchdown, Dodge City. The second rushing touchdown of the afternoon for the freshman out of Lilburn, Georgia. And Dodge City now trails the Reavers of Iowa Western 17-13 with 2:45 to play in the opening half.
Out for the extra point, number 19, Landon Guidry.
So second rushing touchdown of the afternoon for Tyler Curtis. Guidry off to the PAT. Snap. Placement. Kick is up. He got drilled. Where's the flag? Here it is. There's two flags in. Landon Guidry got drilled to the turf. It's going to be roughing the kicker. And the PAT is good. 2:45 to play in the half. Number 4, Iowa Western 17. And Dodge City 14. Right back after this timeout on the Conquistador Sports Network. So 2:36 to play in this half. See, the Dodge City defense can come up with a big stop and get the offense the football back. Two timeouts to work with before halftime. Nate Glantz, the quarterback, out of the pistol. Gets a high snap, running to his right. Glantz outside the hash, and then Dodge 40. Still going to lose a couple of yards back to the 31. It's a loss of 2 on the play.
Number
nothing
18,
there
Glantz.
For the Reaver Tackle quarterback, Nate Glantz.
Second down.
Second and 12. Two receivers left, one to the right. Glantz claps his hands once. Now twice, gets the high snap. Pressure coming, throw it over the middle. It is caught. No, it's bobbled incomplete. Nice defense there by Tyquan Hayes. Hayes, who played for the Conks in the spring, really had a strong spring campaign. And he comes up with the pass deflection there. And it's now third down at 12. Iowa Western behind the sticks again. Third and 12, Glantz looks to the left. Pressure coming, throws it in the near side. Incomplete, it's fourth and 12. And the Conk defense comes up big. It's three and out for Iowa Western. How about that? Let's talk to see if the defense can come up with a big stop. They do. And they force a three and out. And another punt here for Iowa Western with 1:53 to play in this first half.
Back for Dodge City, number 26, Kobe Crabb.
Crabb back deep inside his own 30. The last time a punt came to him, the bounce over his head. It was down at the 1 yard line. This time they'll be punting into the wind. Left footed kicker, low line drive. Bounces towards the far sideline. It's going to be down at the 31 yard line. So first and 10, Dodge City at their own 31, 1:43 to play in the opening half. Trailing fourth-ranked Iowa Western 17-14. But a great opportunity here
Conquistador, first
for the Dodge City offense. So the offense shots down. Rashad McKee, Cam Faison will be his running back to the right. Two receivers left and one, excuse me, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Play clock at 5, Rashad McKee gets a snap at 3. It's gonna be a quarterback draw and McKee is gonna be thrown down the turf. It was read perfectly there by the defensive lineman, the defensive end, Ethan Wyrather. And Wyrather gets in there and makes a stop.
Tackled by number 56.
Why rather, 6'4 freshman out of Van Horn, Iowa. Second and 10, minute 20, counting to go in first half. Good thing is Dodge City does have strong field goal kicker, Coach Ricky Kuhn likes. They got the wind at their back, but now they just got to move the football into field goal position. Three receivers right, one left. Play clock at three. It's a 2:01 to go on the game clock at the half. Hand off, face on. Cam outside, across to the 35. Gets out of bounds, but there's a flag thrown in by the center judge in the area of holding.
Faison with a carry for Dodge City. Flag on the play.
Holding. Offense, number 56. 10-yard penalty from the previous.
That's exactly what it was, is a hold on Isaiah Wright. Freshman of Irmo, South Carolina. 53 seconds to play in the half. Two receivers right, one left. Ball on the left hash. Two receivers both sides of the football. This is a free play. McKee back to pass. Iowa Western jumped off sides. McKee's going to throw it near side. He's got a man, and it's going to be caught. And let's see. It's caught there by Tristan Jones. There's a flag thrown. It's either get 5 yards or take the result of the play. And I think, trying to see where they're going to mark it. Mark it at 28. So it's either second down again at the 26 or third down at the 28. Well, second down coming up. So I'll take the penalty and give him 5 free yards. 34 seconds left in the half. Landon Guidry over here working into the net, the kicker for the Conks. Again, they've got to get it into field goal position first. A long ways to do so. The clock continues to run now. It's at 30 seconds. Dodge City in no hurry. Low snap, and now that movement, I think, is going to be on Cam Faison this time. Well, hold on. Referee and the line judge on the far side getting together. And now the headlines are coming in as well. They're trying to figure out if the D end was one that caused Dodge City to jump or not. Or if they're going to Cam Faison. Referee still sorting things out. And still discussing it. Now here's a call. Possibly. All right, Cam Faison with the false start. Yeah, and the 10-second runoff, too. That's something we don't really see very often, the offensive penalty under a minute. So now it's just 14 seconds to go to the half, and Dodge City moving in the wrong direction, and more than likely we'll just take this 3-point deficit into the locker room. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They won't even run another play. Pretty good half of football for Dodge City. The Conks trailing the fourth-ranked Iowa Western Reavers 17-14 here after 30 minutes of play. We've reached halftime at Memorial Stadium.
Your halftime score.
And we will step aside, come back.